This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and down in the Caribbean as well. Special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, the maintenance guys, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of information and news. Now, joining us right now, we've got our good friend from Las Vegas, Nevada, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Root for America himself. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Captain. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do mean those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope you get it, too. Well, Wayne, we got to talk about all this nonsense going on with the president and with the impeach this and impeach that. But I'm still sitting here thinking to myself, if these guys were really hot to trot on the impeachment thing and they had the votes they needed, wouldn't they have already voted for this?
Yeah, well, look, there's not, well, I was going to say there's not going to be an impeachment. It depends what your definition of impeachment is. There could be a vote for impeachment in the House. There's not going to be a guilty vote. There's going to be an acquittal in the Senate. They don't have the votes in the Senate, and the result is this whole thing is a gigantic waste of time, and it's a gigantic ego stroke for Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Congress. It's not going to lead to anything other than, in my opinion, a Trump landslide electoral victory in 2020. People are mad. People are angry. People are, I can't use the word on radio, but people are very, very upset.
Right.
Because this is a waste of all of our time, and it could drive the country and the economy into recession. I don't think it will, but it could. Our eye is not on the ball, and that's the point of all this. The Democratic Party wants to take our eye off the ball. Trump has created a great economy, and if it stays that way, he's a lock for re-election. But if it doesn't stay that way, he could lose, and they know that. So they're trying to drive the nation into recession. Can you imagine if we had tried to drive the nation into recession just to defeat Barack Obama? They would have called us terrible people and evil and traitors and selfish and conservatives are bad people. And this is what Democrats are doing now. They're trying to drive us into a recession so that they can, you know, some way, somehow win the election in 2020.
Right, and this is the thing that we have to contend with, because these people are trying to undermine every attempt that our president is trying to do at governing the country, because they do not want him to succeed, and unfortunately, they're going to lose, because I totally agree with what you're saying, Wayne. I believe that they have absolutely signed their own death warrant when it comes to their political life, its lifespan, and I believe that not only is President Trump going to win re-election, but I've talked to so many people lately, I've been out and about, out in the public scheme of things, and I've talked to so many people lately all around north, south, east, west here in Florida, and they're mad as hell. Democrats, you got to see the Democrats coming out now saying, well, we used to be a Democrat, but we're not a Democrat any longer because of this party. They're not doing anything.
Well, I agree with you. I got to tell you that there are two things that are on my mind. I mentioned them both on my Newsmax TV show tonight. Number one, Fox News is just terrible. They're awful. And I'm getting so many emails from people saying, I love your show, and I'm never watching Fox again. I used to watch Fox, no more. It's unbelievable how Fox is turning people off. The latest Fox poll is out, and it seems like Fox News is trying their best, just like they did it in 16. They kept coming out with polls that said Trump was going to lose by double digits, and I knew something was wrong then. And it's wrong again now. It's fraud.
Yeah.
They came out today and said 51% of the American people want Trump impeached and removed from office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being that I believe it was Rasmussen or Zogby said that Trump's approval among Republicans is 95%, the highest of any president in the history of America with their own party. If he's at 95% with the Republicans, it's physically impossible for 51% to want to impeach and remove him because, of course, Republicans make up 45% of the electorate, something like that. It's just not even possible. So Fox News, once again, is putting out fraudulent polls, number one. And number two, you know, Trump is doing a fantastic job. I don't know if you heard, but he issued an executive order today.
Yeah.
That basically says that government can't just come in and take over your business and throw you in prison and charge you with crimes. They have to first have a period where everybody gets to hear about what the new rules and regulations are and comment on it, and therefore you know what's coming at you and you have a chance to undo it. So Trump, once again, is doing all the right things. Last Friday, he came up with a new proclamation or executive order that says if you're a legal immigrant, you still can't get into the country if you cannot afford to pay for your own health care. All fantastic stuff. Trump is doing a great job. There's no way he's going out to defeat. There's no way the majority wants him impeached and removed. That is a bunch of poppycock.
That's right, and I'll tell you what a pollster told me here a week ago. Well, actually, over the weekend, I ran into a pollster in Orlando at one of the events I was at. Told me, he says, these people, these Democrats, they've got 5, 10, 15, 20 email addresses, and when they do a poll, like at Fox, they use every one of those email addresses to cast a vote. That's why the votes are coming up the way they are, and that's what he told me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Believe me, when I walk around, everyone I speak to is more for Trump than they ever were before. And everybody I know is so sickened and angry at Mitt Romney and all the rhino Republicans whose job in life, goal in life, appears to be to attack Trump, attack Trump, attack Trump.
Yep.
You know, Mitt Romney's worthless. He's good for nothing.
Well, hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then we got to talk about what's going on out in California. 800,000 people without power? Holy smokes. Way to go, California. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And it just so happens that person that just did that liner for me is on the phone line. I'll get right to him right after I tell you that this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and boy, I did for quite a long time because I've got arthritis because of all the injuries I've had because of the military and the fire service. But if you got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, arthritis, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, whatever it happens to be, or just plain old muscle aches, how about trying the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start? It's only $19.95 for the 3-Week Quick Start. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in there. And you can get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, that's $19.95 for the 3-Week Quick Start. 80% of the people that take it stay on it. So guess what? Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones, too, and it'll solve your pain problem. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Wayne Allyn Root. That's a nice liner you made there, Wayne. I really appreciate that.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. You're my good buddy.
Yep. Now, listen, the root wall, I've been hearing some smidgens about that, so tell me about that.
Well, you know, look, I don't think that Trump's ever going to get the money for this wall from Congress. It's never going to happen. And that's why I'm the guy who came up with the idea that Trump should declare the national emergency, national security emergency, and take the money from the military budget. And he took my idea. He ran with it. I still don't know how far it's really going to go before some court shuts it down. So I came up with the idea to start my own political action committee. It's called Root for the Wall PAC. I've raised a ton of money. I've started a $250,000 ad campaign all over the United States on national radio, national TV. If you watch OAN, as an example, you'll see my TV ads running 4 or 5 times a night, every night for the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Rootwall.com is the website. My plan is to raise a ton of money for Donald Trump's wall. I think 63 million Trump voters have to get together, whether you give $10 each, $50 each, $100 each, we can raise the money to build the wall and give Donald Trump a huge boost of confidence, motivate him, let him know that we're all behind him, and we're doing a great job. It just started 3 nights ago, and the calls are coming in, and the donations are coming in, and we're raising a lot of money for Trump's wall from Trump supporters.
So it's rootwall.com.
Rootwall.com or 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL. And if you give $100 or more, you get a commemorative brick to show all your friends, put it in your office, put it in your home, and show them that you helped to build the wall on the southern border.
Wow. Well, we got to talk a little bit about this Ukraine thing because Joe Biden is dirty. There's no doubt about it now. Rudy Giuliani came out and released some information that, and by the way, I've known about this for a couple of weeks, but I haven't been able to say much because I had to wait to get it proven first before I could mention anything. But the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, William Barr, have dug really deep, and they've got extra people that Mr. Durham, the U.S. Attorney Durham, wants now to go over into the Ukraine and Russia to investigate this money trail because it goes very deep, a lot deeper than what we've been told. And it starts before the Hunter Biden deal with the old man, Jumpin' Joe Biden, where he was actually getting money sent to him. Started out with $900,000 the first time, but over the course of 6 years, he got $6.5 million diverted to a company that he was a principal investor in.
Yeah, look, if that's the case, and again, I'll try and be nice here, I'll try and be fair, that's the case, and if it can be proved, then that's treason. You can't be vice president of the United States and make millions of dollars off anything. You're not allowed to take any other money, but especially of a country that you've been assigned. You know, that was his area of expertise, Ukraine.
Yep.
It was Biden in charge of Ukraine and the $1 billion and the foreign aid and negotiating with Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. If he made money off of that, that's treason. That's fraud against the American people, and that's fraud against the United States government. And Joe Biden's going to spend a lot of time in jail, I guess the last years of his life, if that's true. We'll have to find out if they can ever prove it. But the word from a member of parliament in Ukraine is that Joe Biden himself collected major, major checks from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely true. And we heard that. And again, I don't believe that story would have been released if it wasn't true, correct?
No, I think it's true, and I also think that Joe Biden is the tip of the iceberg. First of all, let's face it. I say this on my show every night. Barack Obama is a very smart guy. There's no way that his Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, was running around the world extorting people, including, you know, the uranium stock for $140 million to the Clinton Foundation and many other cases just like that. And Biden was running around the world, his vice president, extorting money from Ukraine and China for his son. There's no way that was happening and Obama didn't know about it.
That's all right.
Goes back to Obama. All of it had to have been approved by Obama. Obama has to be, what do they say, the capo di tutti? I think that's how they say it.
Yeah.
The king of all mobsters, you know, the godfather, the Gambinos of the Genoveses and the Columbos, the lead family and the godfather who everyone answers to, they kiss his ring. He's got to get a taste. He's got to get a little bit of everything. My guess is Obama gave his approval because he got a piece of all the loot.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's not Biden. It's Biden. It's Hillary. It's Obama himself. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's John Kerry.
Yep.
It's the whole damn Democratic Party. And I've always believed the money was laundered through the Clinton Foundation.
Yep. You're probably absolutely correct on that, but we'll just have to wait to see where the pieces lie, because we do know that Attorney General Barr and the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, are deep into the investigative trail right now. And I'm talking to Wayne Allen Root, everybody. RootForAmerica.com, the website. You catch him on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m., and he's also on the radio, too. Now,
hey, Captain, let me just tell you why I think that it all went through the Clinton Foundation.
Go ahead.
I'm no dummy. I'm a smart guy. And I'm telling you that if you have a charity, you don't pay taxes, right?
That's correct.
Every donation is tax-free. You're a 501c3. No taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason to locate your bank accounts offshore. But the Clinton Foundation, even though it's a charity, and they had every legal right to keep all the money and give it to Chelsea and use it for their first-class airfare and their fancy hotels, I think it's all fraud. But that's besides the point. They could not be taxed. So why would your bank accounts be located offshore? And the answer is because if you're offshore, you have no reporting.
Right.
You don't have to say where the money's coming from.
That's right.
You don't have to say where the money's going. Mm-hmm. So to me, the Clinton Foundation, which was running billions of dollars through it, was the slush fund, the Jimmy Hoffa Teamster slush fund of the Democratic Party and the DNC and Barack Obama, and every single bit of bribery in the world and extortion in the world ran through the Clinton Foundation, and of course Clinton got a piece of all of it, and I believe so did Obama.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton just making the subtle little comment the other day that she could possibly come back and beat Donald Trump, quote, end of quote, again?
Well, look, I have two reactions to that. Number one, of course, I don't think she could beat Trump. I think the rematch, she'd be trounced. I think it'd be an absolute travesty. The second time around, she'd get trounced. The first time is nothing like the second time. She looks sickly. She looks thin. She looks, you know, like she's on her last legs. There's no possible way she could take the rigors of a campaign. But I do believe in her delusional mind, she's not thinking about getting in the race. Because they don't have anybody to beat Trump. Elizabeth Warren has no shot. Biden's done. He's finished. There's no chance Biden's ever going to get the nomination. But the people who could win the nomination, Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, there's no chance they're going to beat Trump. So I understand why Hillary Clinton's starting to get feelings that she should be in it, and she may very well get in it. I just think it'll be like, you know, a lot of times a football team, you know, beats another football team in triple overtime, 46-45. And the next time they play, they think, wow, you know, we could maybe make it a win this time, and then they lose by 40 points the second time. You know, things change, and I think a Clinton-Trump rematch would be a landslide for Trump this time around.
Yeah, and again, I have no reason to doubt that because, again, what I keep hearing in my travels around the state from, and again, I was right in the middle of the bluest part of Florida, Orlando, and I had Democrats coming up to me, I had Latinos coming up to me, and they were so happy to be supporting Donald Trump because he was doing something to help them, and they were telling me about how they were being helped. I'm not hearing that anywhere else in the country.
Well, let me tell you my little story. So about 3 weeks ago, I think it was three Sundays ago,
mm-hmm.
I'm watching NFL football on a Sunday morning, and my buddy Lee, who's great friends with the president, calls me up, and he says, are you watching Fox News right now? And I said, no, I'm watching football right now. It's a Sunday morning, dummy. And he says to me, turn to Fox News right now. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. In your entire life, you've never seen anything like this. I turn to Fox News, and it's Donald Trump giving a speech at a football stadium in Houston, Texas, Reliance Stadium,
right,
to 60,000 Indians.
Right.
And I don't mean Indians like Indians.
No,
like
from India. Mm-hmm.
From India. Immigrants from India with dots on their forehead, dark skin. They're from India. And don't Democrats say that dark-skinned people don't like Trump and that people of color don't like Trump and minorities don't like Trump? 60,000 Indian immigrants screaming, Trump, Trump, Trump,
yep,
giving him a standing ovation and screaming his name. They love him. And the more he talks about keeping bad people out of America, the louder the cheers get.
Right.
What other guy? Listen, Biden couldn't get 100 people in a room. Elizabeth Warren can't get 100 people in a room. Donald Trump on a Sunday morning filled a football stadium with 60,000 Indian immigrants. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Okay, Wayne. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you again real soon. RootForAmerica.com.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you. And don't forget, folks, rootwall.com. Rootwall.com. To throw some money in and to help to build the wall. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has invaded northern Syria to attack Kurdish fighters who were America's only allies there. This just days after President Trump called for U.S. forces to pull out. During a PBS interview, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed concerns over the resurgence of the Islamic State in Syria.
We have taken down the caliphate. There are ISIS remnants that remain. We'll continue to be in a position to do what we need to do to keep the American people as safe as we possibly can from this threat.
For the first time, Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden called for the impeachment of his potential 2020 election rival, President Trump. The president has made it clear House Democrats will get no help from his administration. On Tuesday, the White House sent a letter saying the inquiry is constitutionally invalid. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. You can find them online at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Now, you also, get this, can go over and remember that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years because they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host, moi. And your local Geico office can also help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your Ski-Doo, don't forget your car, your truck, and they'll even cover your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. So all you got to do is trot over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, well, this program is all about news, and that's what we key on. And as a firefighter, I understand the dangers and the warnings and all that about fires, but California, what the hell are you thinking? Now, remember a couple years ago, they had, I believe it was 85 people were killed in California because of some power lines that had come down, the Paradise Fire, they called it, PG&E, found liable last year in court for the deadly blaze that killed 85 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. So right after that, PG&E filed bankruptcy because they were being swamped with liability claims that they knew they were going to lose. So they filed bankruptcy, and I understand the over awareness, if you want to call it, trying to cover your butt by turning off the power to about 800,000 customers, especially in the Bay Area, San Francisco, which is leaving them in darkness, which is an attempt by them, they say, to prevent more wildfires. But in the meantime, what's it going to do for the crime rate in the dark? What are the bad guys going to do when it's pitch dark and nobody can see nothing? Well, they're going to take advantage of it, of course. And forecasts for the week are predicting strong dry winds known as the Diablo winds. That's what they call them up there in the Bay Area rather than the Santa Ana winds down there in L.A. But it's drawing concerns about the power line sparking wildfires again. And, of course, the two deadliest wildfires in recent years occurred under similar conditions. So they're just taking this move, which, by the way, it's not like it's just going to affect San Francisco. Oh, no. It's going to impact at least 34 counties across California. At least 34 counties across California. And despite plans to keep the power off for 2 to 3 days, PG&E stated that it could take up to a week to restore power after that. Holy smokes. So in the meantime, if you don't have a generator and you're a business, you're out of business, right? You can't make any money. And I know that the wildfire simulators that they have that predicts what's going to happen with the fires is predicting the absolute worst, again, prompting these preventative measures. Now, I don't know, but I think that we've really reached a point to where they're overreacting big time. Overreacting big time. Because, again, as a retired firefighter, fire safety was one of our biggest concerns, biggest issues. But you can overdo it sometimes. And to me, this sounds like they're overdoing it, way overdoing it, at the expense of the people who are going to have to suffer for a couple of days or 3 days, as they said. But then again, it could be more because it could take as much as a week, they say, in some areas to restore the power again. But this is unbelievable. So what to do is the question. Political correctness run amok here is what I say. What to do? Maybe we ought to make it tougher to sue people, to sue companies like this. Because as I said, this company declared bankruptcy over all the different claims that they had put up against them. And it shouldn't have to have gone that far, in my opinion, when they realized that it was their power lines that went down that caused the fires to begin with. In the high winds that they had, then, hey, they should have ponied up and said, yeah, we realized that the Paradise Fire was caused by some high power lines that dropped here and there. They should have done that. But then again, who knows what they're going to do? And only a lawyer, I guess, can understand this. Now, 877-969-8600, if you have an opinion on this. 877-969-8600, if you have an opinion on this. We'd be happy to hear from you. Also, President Trump, defending himself about this action in Syria with the Kurds, has said the United States never should have been in the Middle East in the first place. Well, Mr. President, as much as I love you, there might have been some truth in that, but let me tell you something. We knew what Saddam Hussein was up to. We knew that he was in cahoots with some of the bad guys. We knew that Afghanistan, which is in Southeast Asia, was supporting the likes of Osama bin Laden and all those guys over there, the Taliban, and the things that they were doing, and Al-Qaeda. But sometimes you just got to take the bull by the horns because nobody else is going to do it for you. And go after the root of the source, the problem, and take it out. Now, have we created a one-handed monster in Turkey right now with what they're doing? Because I just found out yesterday that the first artillery rounds had been fired into these areas where the bad Kurds are, the people that are the ISIS supporters and the bad elements of the Kurds, and they also had made at least one or two surgical airstrikes there. But the main invasion force that they're talking about, the Turks are talking about, hasn't happened yet. I don't know what they're trying to do exactly, but I will tell you that there's no doubt in my mind that since the Kurds and the Turks don't get along, that they're probably going to wind up going to a full-scale war back and forth between the Kurds and the other guys. All right, now let's drift down over real quick to the telephone here, because I think I got Dan the Man on. Okay, is this Dan the Man?
There's Dan the Man.
All right, well, you got about 2 minutes to go for it.
Okay, go for it. You know, George Bush said after 9/11 he gave his first speech. And I'm not a big Bush supporter for what he did in the Middle East, but he said this kind of warfare is not something you're going to get over within a couple of years. Maybe not even a decade. It may take a century to win this conflict.
Uh-huh.
Because we're up against a different type of enemy. And the American mentality of warfare fits the template for the Civil War, the First World War, the Second World War. 3 or 4 years, and you get a nice unconditional surrender, an outright victory. I think those days are well in the past.
Right.
I don't think you'll ever see anything like that again. And you're fighting Islam, and you can win, but it's going to take decades and decades. And we didn't do it the smartest way by putting boots on the ground. And I can tell you, Turkey now is in Syria.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing Arab Muslims hate more than Europeans, our American military forces in that region of the world, they despise military forces from non-Arab Muslim countries, and Turkey fits it perfectly.
Sure.
You know, Erdogan he fantasizes about putting back together the old Ottoman Empire, and he'll probably give it a whirl. But right now, Turkey is more of an ally.
But isn't Erdogan a supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood?
Oh, he's a big supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay.
When they had no place else to go in the semi-West, it was Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing I worry about, we got a lot of exposed Americans in Turkey. We got that big air base there that they surrounded and closed the gates on a number of times.
That's right.
That's the only thing that I really worry about.
And we did have nukes there. I don't know if we still do or not, but we did have nukes there.
We had nukes there a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, who knows if they're still there or not. I just wish that Trump would not be so impulsive in the Middle East. We had a good thing going in that safe zone with only 1,000 troops.
All right. Well, here comes the music, my friend. That means I got to let you go. But again, another great comment or two from you, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I will talk to you later.
All right, thank you. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate him very much. And when we come back, we're going to get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And boy, I'm going to tell you want to talk about a snowstorm? We got a snowstorm out there in the Rockies, and it's starting to come out into the northern and central plains. Get ready. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All All righty, there he is, Leland Martin. He's a working class, and that's where we start out the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Well, here we go. A powerful winter storm with significant hazards to the Western Plains, a coastal storm for parts of northeast New England, is also in the mix right now for the next day or two. Now, a large storm is producing widespread hazards across the west and into the plains, with heavy snow from the north central Rockies to the northern plains, critical to extreme fire weather threats from California to the Great Basin, severe thunderstorms across the south central plains, and possible record cold temperatures too. Now, also a coastal low is producing heavy rain, gusty winds, and coastal hazards in southern New England right now, and that will be working its way all the way up into Maine. Well, let's start out west first, and let's start out with California. In the northern California area, which is why they've shut the power off, they've got a very severe fire threat advisory because the brush and the tinders are so dry. Plus, they've had the Diablo winds pick up and start blowing through there, and all it would take is an ash, a spark, or anything like that, and boom, you got yourself a major wildfire. So PG&E has decided to turn off the power for a couple of days until that weather passes. But in the meantime, in the extreme upper end of California, the real upper northern end from Redding North into Oregon along I-5 and up I-5 all the way to the southern part of Washington State, and even up into Washington State about 40 or 50 miles, you have got a hard freeze warning for temperatures that are going to be down into the 20s in most of those areas, and that includes the fruit area around Medford, Oregon, with all the pears and apples and all that sort of thing that are there. And then all the way up to Seattle, you're going to have a freeze and or frost warning. So the cold weather is right there tonight in that area. Now, let's move over inland to Nevada. Because around Las Vegas and all around Las Vegas for about a 50-mile area, you've got a fire threat advisory. Again, the winds, high winds that are there are blowing around. Also in Arizona tonight, you have a frost advisory across most of I-40 from the Flagstaff, Arizona area all the way across to the state line with New Mexico. And then in New Mexico, in the higher elevations, you have got a frost and or a freeze warning there, too, for cold temperatures in the area. Now, we're going to get to the snow. Utah, in the mountains of Utah, to the south and the east of Salt Lake City, and over around 70 and 15, Richfield, Utah, over east, higher elevations, you have snow. You have snow tonight up I-15, north of Salt Lake City, headed up towards Idaho. Now, the snow has moved out of Idaho and has moved to the east. The eastern third of Montana under a winter storm warning tonight. That means I-90 and I-94. You're going to have areas up there where you're going to have some treacherous travel in the eastern third of Montana. However, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, the western part of Kansas, Colorado, and the mountains of New Mexico, you will have a winter storm advisory and or warning, depending on where you're at. Now, a lot of North Dakota tonight has a winter storm warning attached to it. With out in front of it, you've got some mixed precipitation going into Minnesota tonight, coming into Minnesota, the northern northwestern one-third of the state right now. And that is forecast to go east. In the meantime, down in South Dakota to include Rapid City, a winter storm warning. A lot of tough driving out there tonight, and I don't need to tell you guys what that means. And then down in Wyoming, across I-80, especially from Laramie to Cheyenne over into the western part of Nebraska, you've got snow, you've got winds blowing, you got the whole nine yards going, so it's not a very good night to be out there on the highways and byways. And the temperatures are pretty chilly out there, too. Now, in front of this storm, the cold weather that's there brings you down into Kansas, most of Kansas tonight, west of I-35 is under a frost or freeze advisory. So isn't Nebraska. So isn't the Panhandle and all the way down through Lubbock and down to New Mexico, down around Ruidoso in New Mexico. All of that is under a frost or a freeze warning tonight. And there's even some severe weather associated with this in the lower part of Kansas, down around the state line with Oklahoma on 35. There is a possibility in there of some real bad weather tonight in that area. You do have some rain that's kind of kicking around over in the East Coast, parts of Jersey, parts of Delaware, parts of Maryland. Looks like as if Long Island could be getting some of that pretty soon. Meantime, going down I-95 into the Jacksonville area, from Jacksonville on down to about St. Augustine, and maybe a little further south, maybe Fernandina Beach. You've got scattered showers there tonight. And in the central part of Kentucky tonight, we do have some high wind warnings in there, wind blowing around pretty good. And then way up in the northern part of Michigan, almost into Canada, way up there in the upper, what they call the UP, the Upper Peninsula, you have got some weather up there tonight, which is winter weather, it looks like. And let me see here. You got, well, it works better when you get the right area here. I just had the Detroit weather, and I'm trying to get the weather for the Upper Peninsula. Let's see if I get it this time. It's working on it, I see. Okay. But anyway, it looks like we have a winter weather advisory up there way up in northern Michigan. So be advised of that. And then there are some scattered showers in Missouri around Columbia tonight, and some scattered showers around the Quad Cities there in Iowa, and, of course, the northwestern part of Illinois. Coming along I-80, coming out of Chicago, so be advised of that. But that's the weather tonight, and be careful wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. And again, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-90, I-94, if you're on I-15, I-35, north-south, coming up out of Kansas and Nebraska, be careful. Be careful. Because you're going to have some conditions somewhere along the line that's going to be a challenge, to say the least. And you kind of got to learn how to drive all over again in the wintertime. This is going to be probably the first snow for many of you that you've seen this winter so far. But it is what it is. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J nearest you. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you could find anything from a Arby's to a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, a Dunkin' Donuts full service breakfast, lunch, and dinner facility, or even a Cinnabon in any of the Pilots or Flying J's that are out there. And it's all top shelf stuff, believe me when I tell you. So there you go. So, don't forget, stop by, get yourself a free cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. And a big shout out to everybody up there that's got the radio turned on up there in Valdosta and up there along Lake Park. And even the ones I found out that I got the radio turned on over there in the Tampa area, Tampa East over there, where they're listening to us over there too at the Flying J. All right. Well, we'll be right back with more and top of the hour news, and then Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming on right after the news. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.